Welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, the latest on shares, markets and investments, now available on your Amazon Alexa.
Hello and welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, now also available on the UK Investor Magazine mobile app. For today's podcast, we'll be taking a deep dive into Aquis listed Majestic Corporation. We're going to be discussing their business model, their areas of operations, and where they see the company going in the future. And to do that, we're very kindly joined by the CEO of Majestic Corporation, Peter Lai. Peter, thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
Yes, thank you, Jonathan. Thank you for having me.
So, as I said, Peter, we're going to be discussing Majestic Corporation in some detail. We're going to be looking at your business model and as I said, the plans for the future. But before we get into it, please, would you be able to give us, first of all, an introduction to yourself as well as Majestic Corporation, please?
Yes, Majestic is a sustainable circular economy solution provider specializing for the precious and base metals and the rare earth metals recovery. In simple terms, we recover valuable resources like precious metals from your old phones and before they get thrown away, process them and then put them back into the supply chain. This way, instead of unsustainable mining scarce resources from Earth, you can make new phones from existing recycled materials. And our focus is on refining valuable materials from three main sources: printed circuit boards, which we call a PCB refining segment, and precious group metals, the PGMs, like your platinum, palladium, and rhodium. And then we have our base metals segment, which is to which we recover the copper, zinc, and your aluminiums. These materials are found in a wide range of products from your electronic goods like your phones, your EVs, your aircraft to even military hardware. So most of these minerals are categorized as critical minerals by governments around the world. And for myself, my name is Peter again. Yes, I'm the founder and the CEO of Majestic, which was founded in 2018. We listed on the Aquis Stock Exchange in 2022. And I've been in the industry for over 30 years.
Fantastic. Thank you. So I think we're going to start off and we're going to set the scene, if we may, Peter, and look at the market opportunity. And you mentioned there the minerals that you're extracting from certain types of waste, but it would be good to get some idea in terms of the scale of e-waste and how much is produced per year compared to how much is actually being recovered at the moment, and what's the opportunity there for Majestic?
Opportunity is huge, Jonathan. It's just according to the data that we know from what they call the Global E-Waste Monitor 2023, the world generated over 60 million metric tons of e-waste in 2022. And of this, only 20% of it was documented as being collected and recycled, right? And it's even lower in certain countries. Now the gap between e-waste generation and recycling is only expected to increase. If more robust disposal and recovery measures are put in place. So also what is obviously is the significance in loss of value with billions of dollars of precious metals going unrecovered. And additionally, high value materials such as gold, silver, copper, platinum, palladium, worth tens of billions of dollars, were mostly dumped and incinerated, contributing in landfill and pollution. Instead, it could have been collected for recovery. And this is a global problem which Asia and America are generating the most of the e-waste, followed by Europe and Africa. And I've been in business for over 30 years, as said before, and my team, my partners, and my network have collectively processed millions of devices and hundreds of thousands of metric tons across our network, our globe. And ultimately, these resources must be returned to the circular economy supply chain rather than being mined, and this is really not sustainable. So it is a huge opportunity and it's still untapped to is what I can say.
Thank you. So you mentioned the circular economy, Peter, and that's something I'd just like to pick up now, because of course when these materials are recycled, it's reducing supply chain waste. And it would be good to get your views on why at this point in time that's a particularly important thing for the world to be doing. And then maybe speak about, if you may, the recycling of precious metals and battery metals, and why there should be capital allocated to this pursuit at this point in time.
Well, it's important on several fronts. And one is resource efficiency. The world's demand for metal is growing, but mining natural resources are limited. Recycling helps conserve the essential resources, reducing the need for mining, which is, as you know, is very bad for the environment. Second is maximizing the economic value, right? There is a significant economic potential in recycling. For example, the value of metals in e-waste generated globally is estimated in tens of billions of dollars. And recovering these metals through recycling, aside from environmental benefits, which we just talked about, right, can reduce costs and create new revenue streams for circular economy business solution providers like us. And lastly, adopting to a circular economy means keeping materials in use for as long as possible, extracting the maximum value, right, from them before recovering and regenerating product at the end of their life cycle. Right, this approach not only reduces waste but also supports sustainability by lowering the carbon footprint associated by producing new materials. So, and we specialize in precious metals, base metals, and rare earth metals. Now, precious metals really just come from your PCB printed circuit board refining and our auto catalyst refining segments. Our base metals are basically from your electrical materials and the materials that we segregate after it's been semi-processed. And also then we have our rare earth metals that we extract from batteries and from solar panels, which example, like solar panels, we have silicon, silver, and copper. And the batteries materials that we're doing now is we also have the coppers and the lithium and the cobalt from this process.
Thank you. That's fascinating. So there's a pretty broad spectrum of in-demand metals that Majestic are processing. So I just want to move on now and look at the company in a little bit more detail, if we may, Peter, and look at your operations and the business model, because I understand that you have affiliates and partners across the world. What does the business model look like? Who are you dealing with? Where are you dealing with? And what does the flow of material look like for Majestic?
Who are we dealing with? Who are we selling to? I can't be telling you here, but I'll give you a introduction of a brief of what Majestic do is. We begin with sourcing and collection of the material, right? So we source raw materials such as printed circuit boards and industrial residues from our global network. This includes partnerships with our with recycling centers, manufacturers, and other suppliers across different regions, particularly in the UK now, and also Europe and in America. And from there, we sort the material into specific categories, such as steel, aluminium, your base metals, and your precious metals, and your precious metal contained products, materials such as your printed circuit boards. And then, depending on which category it falls under, it will be determined whether it is sold or further processed. Then the material is ready to be sent to refiners directly. Right, our customers are the ultimate end users. Not only that, they produce just a simple refining the product into a gold ingot or a silver ingot. They also produce a product. All right, products like product for to sell back to the iPhone, like copper alloy where they're used for the for computers as well. So yeah, these partnerships are not just not everybody can sell to, and the terms and conditions that we get through these partnerships with the end users is built for over decades of corporations with them. And lastly, I want to stress this, the most important thing about our business model is that the most important is profitability, right? I just want to highlight this, is that it's essential to note, right, and maintaining and continually building a profitable business and create value for our shareholders is critical to our success. There are many, many circular economy solution providers which struggle to reach sustainable profitability due to the challenge of achieving economic scale. That means not enough material to process, right? Insufficient technology, or low volume material. Because of the low volume material, they can't demand high prices from the end users, where Majestic has demonstrated year-on-year growth and profitability, returning value to shareholders. Our recycling method and network, right, ensures we have a maximum yield, enabling us to ask for the highest return from our end users, right? This success is a testament to our ability to scale effectively and leverage our advanced technology to achieve this outcome.
Thank you. I think that's a very important point that you make there, Peter. Of course, a circular economy has a measurable positive impact on the environment. But of course, for shareholders, that the important element is profitability. And that's something that I would like to move on to now, because you had in recent months released your full year results for 2023. They were very strong, and it'd be good for listeners if you could just run through those numbers and highlight the sources of growth specifically during that period for Majestic, please.
Yeah, our year for 2023 full year results were indeed strong. Top line revenue were over 29 million. Gross profit shy of 2 million. We have a 26% increase in revenue from 2022. This growth was driven by our strategic expansion into new segments, which we discussed previously with the battery segment and the solar segment. We invest a lot in research and data, in research and development, to improve yield and reduce environmental impact. Additionally, we launched our battery segment, which has positioned us uniquely in the market. We also expanded our operations in Southeast Asia, starting collections in Malaysia and Thailand, and delivering materials directly to mills and end users. All of this was underpinned by our agile approach to the market volatility, particularly in the response to the geopolitical challenges, right, and high interest rate environments, which allow us to mitigate risk and optimize our cash flow.
Thank you. So, of course, 26% revenue growth in the last year. I want to talk now, Peter, if we may, about the future and your growth strategy. You have outlined some steps you've taken and what that's meant for Majestic so far. But I think it would be good for investors to hear about what your plans are for the future in terms of your growth strategy.
I'll give you a brief overview of our growth strategy. We continue our global market diversification. So now supply chain have shifted from China to Southeast Asia and India. We'll focus on expanding operation in these areas, particularly in Malaysia and Thailand, where we have already began collection and from there direct deliveries to mills. This we forecast to grow. We're also looking into UK expansion, because it represents a significant opportunity for growth, because the UK generates a substantial amount of e-waste, one of the main producers in Europe, right? Which requires which UK still requires a effective recycling solution and a logistics solution as well, right? Something really Majestic is well equipped to provide to the market, and our affiliate partnerships have already succeeded in building strong connections and sourcing e-waste across UK already, positioning us to become an integral part of recycling infrastructure there. And technology investment, that we continuously invest in advanced recycling technologies to improve efficiency and increase our yield and increase our scalability, right? This includes increasing automation and robotics and reduce labor costs to enhance our production. And strategic partnerships is also part of our strategy, which is to build and deepen strong relationships with global suppliers and end users, right? So secure, to something secure, steady supply, and expand our market reach. Lastly, expanding and growing in new segments. We have launched our battery and solar segment, right? Positioning us uniquely in the market to meet the growing demand for recycled metals in these areas. Where I want to stress again is logistics is not just as a one particular type of recycler. We are a range of we recycle a range of products, which we're not depending on one type like many other circular economy solution providers are.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Peter. So to finish off now, I have a question here, and I'm sure this is something that investors would be interested in if they're looking at Majestic Corporation. And it's three things I'd like to know, please, Peter, that excite you the most about the coming periods for Majestic Corporation.
This growth potential in this space is huge. Yeah, I'll just list a couple. One is the increased demand for recycled metals. The reason for this is with few new mines opening due to the high interest rates and political uncertainty, the demand for recycled metals is set to rise. Second is the ongoing shift towards ESG. The global push for ESG and sustainability has led to smelters to convert from blast furnaces to induction furnaces, which requires more recycled metals, which obviously aligns perfectly what we are capable of producing. And number three is rising barriers of entry. And what I mean is that the stricter global regulations have raised the barrier to entry, positioning Majestic as a leader in a market with fewer competitors and greater demand. And I'll give you extra one rather than three. One last one is...
Yes, go on, please. One more, please.
Right. Lastly, I know you mentioned three, but there's another one, more research and depth into our segment so that we increase our recovery rate and ensure we maintain our market edge. That's the four main thing I can think of in my head now.
Thank you. That's great. So, Peter, thank you very much for being on the podcast. Just a note to listeners again, Majestic Corporation listed on the Aquis Stock Exchange under the ticker MCJ. So if you want to find out more about the company, do check out the Aquis website. There will be a link through to their website where you can find some more on the company and look more into their operations. So, Peter, thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
Oh, thanks very much, Ron. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you very much to everyone for listening. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the UK Investor Magazine podcast. Please do share the podcast, and we really value any reviews and comments you leave us in your chosen podcast player. The views presented by the hosts and guests of the UK Investor Magazine podcast are in no way investment advice, and please remember all investment involves risk.